to see you move.
Hi guys, welcome back to the show. 欢迎大家回到开言英语带给你的潘吉Jenny告诉你，我是 Jenny.
Hey guys, I'm Adam.
今天呢我们要说说就是一个悬案。悬案。The jury is still out on the suspense, 就是动图 GIF, 这个东西它到底怎么念。
Okay, so really, really, you know, controversial, sexy topic today. How do we say the name of this?File extension.
File extension 就是文件后缀。那除了我们要告诉大家这个 GIF,、
right.
我们也会说说其他的文件后缀英文到底该怎么念。是一个一个字母分开念呢还是连成一串念成一个词 ?OK,、那今天我们的推送里面会把很常见的这种图片呀视频啊音频的后缀和他们的念法标出来。所以也非常希望大家、不仅看而且收藏今天的推送。然后我们的微信公众号开言英语开放的开语言的言打 GIF 就可以了。回复 GIF。Adam, 就是 native speaker 不会念 GIF, 是吧?
You're right. Basically, we have two sides, and they're two very, very passionate sides. We will never say GIF. One side will say GIF, and the other side will say GIF.
哦、oh, ，所以这个英语母语人士圈子里面也是你说很 controversial，
right? Because
很多争论，有些人说应该念 GIF， 有些人说应该念 GIF。
Exactly, because G, right? I mean, sometimes it can be G, like gas, and sometimes it can be J, like giraffe.
嗯，对，但是呢。就是好像这个 GIF 这种文件格式的 inventor, the father of GIF, or GIF, 他最近出来他就说 OK, 我来告诉你们这个到底怎么念 No more debate, the debate is over, 然后这个 GIF 之父他是说 This should be pronounced
GIF
Bingo, I was always right, 我一直念 GIF 你错了、wow. 你一直跟我说 GIF
I, you know what, that's fine. He's the inventor of it, but,、you know, now the cat's out of the bag. It's not his baby anymore. It just means it can't go back. It's already out there. People already say GIF. He can't just come in and say, no, it's GIF.
好，但不管怎么样啊，就是大家两种这个发音都会听到，对吧？有些人说 GIF， 有些人说 GIF， 不管你怎么念，反正都比 GIF 要好，是不是？
嗯 ，right.
Okay, before we move on to other popular file extensions, 其他文件后缀，我们说那些之前呢，要问一下 Adam， 这个 GIF， what does it actually stand for？ 它到底是代表哪三个词？
Well, it stands for、Graphics Interchange Format.
非常烧脑、叫什么 Graphics Interchange Format.
You got it.
我后来发现它中文翻译是非常 literal. 我们前面上一次节目说 literally 啊，非常字面的，就叫图像互换格式。
Oh, it's too long.
So geeky. 很书呆子的是吧？好，那我们现在来看看其他的，说文件后缀啊，英文叫做
file extension.
File extension、嗯、或者文件格式。
That would be file format, but I mean they pretty much mean the same thing. It's dot and then three or four letters now, I guess.
嗯，那其实呢，我觉得这些 extension 后缀啊，有一些呢，你是像 GIF 或者 GIF 应该把它念成一个词的，但有一些它念不出来一个词，所以你就一个一个字母念，对吧？
You got it, you got it.
OK, 那我们先看就是图片、图像类的，这种我们也不叫 photos, right? We can call them...
These would be images, image files.
Image files, 图像、
right.
比如很常见的 AI 格式就是很清楚很高清的对吧、
mm, Right, so Illustrator, Adobe Illustrator is just going to be AI. You don't need to say, you know, or I.
爱变成拼音了，我爱你的那个爱了，是吧？好，像一个什么 BMP， 这种就是 BMP 嘛，你没办法把它连成一个词的。
Well, this one actually stands for bitmap. So a lot of times people will just call it a bitmap. So you could say BMP, that's fine,or just bitmap. Bitmap's a pretty old one. I used to play around with these a lot when I was a kid.
所以真的很老了这个。
But they still use them, right? They still get used、all the time.
那说说大家很熟悉的了，就是JPEG 或者 JPG.
Okay, so this one, you are always going to say it as a word, as JPEG.
JPEG, 是吧?
Right.
那我也可以说 JPG 吗?还是 native speakers 一般都会说 JPEG?
JPEG.
好, PNG 就是 PNG 吧?
Yeah, you can't really say PNG. You send me over those PNG files later?
OK,PNG, 然后就经常就是 if you are a graphic designer, 那种什么矢量图片对吧就是 PS 或者 PSD.
Right.
这种也就一个个字母念。
You got it.
那最后一个像不是还有什么 TIFF?
Makes me think of the TF boys.
我想到 Tiffany.
Oh, Tiffany. Tiffany's, right? You want the jewelry.
这个你怎么念呢?
This will be Tiff.
对,因为它就是符合英语发音习惯的。So you can actually pronounce these as a word, right?
Actually, you know, Jenny, it's the same thing as in my hometown, Toronto. We have a very famous film festival, also TIFF.
你们那个多伦多国际电影节简称也叫 TIFF, 是吧?
Right, just call it TIFF.
TIFF. 好,说完 image 图像,我们说说视频 videos. Videos, 大家很熟悉,比如那个 AVI, 你们念
AVI.
就是分开念。
Right.
那 M4V 呢? 那个。
Well, yeah, I guess just M4V.
What about another Apple 那个 format? MOV? 那个念 MOV? 还是什么叫 MOV?
Yeah, I would think this one is just MOV.
对,这个就是 MOV 啊。好,那像什么 MP4 那种?
Okay, so MP4 and MP3, MP4.
Straightforward. 前面我们说过 JPEG 嘛。
Yes.
还有一种是 MPGR.I'm guessing MPEG?
You would guess correctly.
Oh, 好,所以这个是念成 MPEG.
Right.
我接下来还有这种,我看到这样的视频后缀,我就觉得很,我就不敢去 save 成这个 format, 就什么 SWF 啦,是吗?
SWF.
所以这个是可以念成 SWF 的。
Just joking. Sorry.
Okay.
No. It's the first time. Some of these extensions I've never really even seen before. So when I look at it, I just think it's funny. Oh, SWF. It sounds like Nike, like swoosh.
Swoosh, right. 你不要误导大家。所以这个就是 SWF, 老老实实的念。好 ,let's move to, 最 near and dear to our hearts, 音频。我们就是做音频的嘛。
Okay.
音频当然大家最熟悉的最常见的就是 MP3
Right
所以就是 MP3 对吧
Of course, yeah
还有是不是比较老的时候有那个什么 MID
Okay, these are called MIDI files
所以就是念 MIDI
I would say if it's the full word because sometimes these extensions can be three letters and sometimes they're four lettersSo if it was MIDI, I would just say .MIDI. If it's MID, I guess I could just say MID.
MID, okay, 好,就不说 MID. 接下来这个 WAV, 像我们一般录完音,我们就会保存成 WAV, 因为它精度比较高,然后剪的时候呢,就不会损坏太多的音质。Native speaker 是会把它念成一个词的
Wave
wave 就像海浪那个 wave.
Right, right, right.
所以你们不会分开来 WAV, 而是说 wave. 那接下来我们再看看，如果你经常在网上下什么很大的视频包，就这种压缩文件你应该不陌生。压缩文件的英语叫做
Okay, that would be a compressed file.
So to compress something 就是压缩。
Right.
那解压什么的英语叫 decompress?
Right, right.
最常见可能就是什么 RAR 或者 ZIP 嘛。
Right, so RAR, I would just say RAR.
Really?
Yeah.
哦、oh, 好吧。这个我因为我有听过 native speaker 说 RAR.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, again, the jury is still out.
So the jury is still out, 就是陪审团他们还在商议。这个也是英语的一个俗语，它的意思就是没有最后确定的一个答案，对吧？没有盖棺定论。
Right.
但是 ZIP 这个是大家 The jury is not out. This
right,
is pronounced.
That is zip. That's when zip. It's always been zip.
Zip.
It always will be zip.
对 zip 因为就是那个拉链嘛对吧
Right.、
它是一个存在的词啊。好那 PKG 呢你们会说 package file or just say PKG?
PKG.
PKG. Okay. 那最后我们来看看非常无聊但你也少不了的文字 text.
You really think it's boring? I love text.
就是 necessary, 必要的。
Okay,
necessary. 好那文字的 text files, 我们就是最熟悉最常用的肯定是微软就是 Microsoft Word 嘛。那一般它就是 DOC, DOCX.
So this is going to be doc. You're actually going to say the word doc.
Doc, like document.
Document.
Okay, so can you send it to me as a... 你们会说比如你用这个 DOC 的格式发给我 How would you say that in English?
Well, I mean, now we tend to use docx, so it would probably would just say, can you send that to me as a, you know, docx file?
啊、所以你们就 DOC 就会念 doc, 然后 DOCX 就是 docx.
Docx, right.、So I would say, like, what I just said, you know, can you send that as a certain file? But you could also say,、could you send me that in blah, blah, blah format?
Okay, in 什么什么 format 也是可以的。
Right.
但是你发这种文字啊什么时候最保险的还是 don't send it as a doc、or docx, but as a PDF file, 因为它不会有乱七八糟 formatting 的这个 issue, 对不对
Yes, exactly.
So that's just PDF.
Right, PDF is PDF.
Oh, I love PDF. It just makes anything look professional.
It really does, it really does.
对吧你不管那个内容有多乱七八糟只要你把它 save 成一个 PDF, 就是 wow, it looks awesome. 好那诶像比如 TXT, 你们是说 text 还是 TXT?
Well, again, so this would, we would call it a text file, but again, when we're talking about the extension, we might just say TXT.
啊 RTF, 这个有的时候还是会看到的。
Yeah, so this is kind of like that, we just said the text file, it's just a little bit better.In any case, you're just going to say RTF, .RTF.
好、我前面说文字是最后但我后来想到怎么能漏掉 spreadsheet 表格呢、这个 spreadsheet 是我人生中的噩梦我 没有一次能把这个数字搞对的那 spreadsheet 最常见的都是 Microsoft 的
Right, so...We would say, you know, it's just an Excel, we would call it an Excel file, but we would, if you had to say the extension name here, you would just say a .xls.
口语里面如果你跟一个人说、啊、你用表格的这个形式发给我就会说 could you send it to me as an Excel
Well, that's, yes.
File, right?
I think it's the same thing as we just said about the Microsoft Word.Like Microsoft Word and Excel are really, really universal, right? Everybody uses them. Probably people wouldn't always call them by their file extension. They would just call it by the name of the software, Microsoft Word file, Excel file.
好，希望今天的这个节目对你来说非常有用。然后，当然我们也很好奇了，大家你更习惯念 GIF 还是 JIF？都可以在留言里面告诉我们啊，跟我们来分享。一年又快要到一半了，对不对？已经五月中旬了。如果你年初就想学英语，好好的学，要一直拖到现在还没有学呢，也没关系。It's never too late to make a start. 那因为开言英语，我们就是带给大家非常实用、有意思的主题，而且我们累积了非常庞大的一个课程库，每天还会发布新课。不管你什么时候加入我们的会员，我们已经发布的课和每天的新课呢，你都是可以。学习的，大家可以到我们的微信公众号点击菜单先来免费试用，之后在公众号一键升级，不仅是非常方便，而且也是最优惠的一个价格，学习一年只要629。 OK, thank you for listening and we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye guys. So good, yeah, so good.